Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you and we bless you. We magnify, we adore you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you enable us to do the whole day from early morning till now. Thank you for all success, the protection you gave. Thank you for provision, the miracles, the answer of prayers, wisdom, direction, the right decisions that you allow us to take in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word that you send us. We thank you, Lord, for our families. We thank you for our lovely ones. Thank you for the gift of prayers, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the direction of the Holy Spirit for us. We thank you for the aid that you provide for each and every family and member and students. We thank you for the church school. We thank you for all the congregations of the church and the workers in Al-Ain, Abu Dhabi, and in Al-Suburaim, Oman, Kuwait, and the Middle East, Iraq, and Syria, and Baghdad, and Erbil. We thank you, Lord, for also our brethren and workers in Philippines, and India, and Sri Lanka, and also Indonesia, the few families and members we have in Australia, and also in U.S., Lord. We pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, unite us, O God, and we pray that you continue to send us your word. We need your word, O God. Put in our hearts more hunger of your word and more understanding of your ways, and shield us with the Holy Ghost and direct us to do your will in the name of Jesus. We pray for protection. Lord, protect all our brethren, all our workers and pastors and leaders from coronavirus. Oh God, protect us from any other sicknesses. And I pray, continue to provide, oh God. Lord, maintain the salaries and the jobs and the income of our brethren. Lord, provide all their needs, oh God. We pray for provision for the church, all the rents and all the paperwork and all the documentation and all the fees and transactions. You will be the one to provide. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord. Increase our love to you and increase our love to one another in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. Guide us to do the very will of yours. Lead us to evangelize. We commit our steps to evangelize, to reach new people, to give your word, to counsel, to visit the sick, to aid those who are in need. In the name of Jesus, lead us to those people who are ready, who are waiting for your word. Lead us to them. I pray, lead us to faithful workers and people, and lead faithful people to work with us to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord. I pray, O God, that you increase our love to you, O Lord. Increase our commitment. I pray for those who are willing to serve you. Fill them once again with the Holy Ghost. Give them the spiritual gifts that they need to serve you, O God. Gifts of evangelism, of exhorting, of teaching messages, of knowledge, messages of wisdom. I pray for the gift of healing, gift of faith, ushering, leadership. Lord, perfect your church, gift of giving, generosity. Perfect us so that you will be fruitful and bring souls into your kingdom and bring the fruit that you desire to see in our life. We pray, O God, stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray then for the non-believers around us. Help us to love them. Help us to pray for them. We pray for the government. Give us favor from you, from them. We pray for their salvation. We pray, O God, that your grace, O Lord, will reach us. Touch them to make rules and regulations, that your grace will continue to reach us and provide our needs. In the name of Jesus, we pray. O God, even today I pray you anoint our worship. O God, anoint the songs, anoint our prayers, anoint the givings and all the items of our worship in the name of Jesus. And anoint the message, O God. We need to be equipped with your word, O God. Let your word feed us. Let your word provide for us. Let your word sustain us in the name of Jesus. Teach us more of your ways. We thank you, God. We bless you, Master. We adore you. We worship you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand in worshiping the Lord in the Spirit and the truth. Let's give Him what is due for Him. Tell to the Lord, you are my love and my life. You are my purpose of living. Our purpose to live is to live for the Lord, not to enjoy or to eat or to drink, but to live for the Lord and to serve Him. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Better, and I will be glad.
للعين. Oh Lord, let us humble ourselves before the Lord and seek Him. Let us repent from our wicked ways and turn to God, so the Lord will heal the lands. The spiral of sin, the nations, the governments, and the churches, the leaders, the workers, the members of the church have done, and God's sitting account. We cannot twist the word of God, and we cannot change the mind of God. God wants real repentance. Thus, sin needs to be corrected and go back to the what God wants, so the Lord will heal the land. You will pray this prayer. But if you will not do what God wants, I promise you no healing will come through. God, when we obey Him, the healing will flow in our lives, in the life of the church, in the ministry, in the life of the families, in the life of the workers, in the life of the government and land. Once there is repentance, healing also will flow. In the name of Jesus. center of the church of God. Glory to you, Lord. You have put the nation on standing. The government, your church, everyone know you are in heaven. Speak, Lord. Continue to deal with sin, with the injustice, with the abuse of the grace of yours. Deal with the people of God. Reward those who are faithful and deal with the wicked. In the name of Jesus, we thank the Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Let's be seated in God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and offering and our first fruits and whatever we want to give and to bring to the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Master. We bless you. Bless you, Redeemer. God delight in obedience. As we obey, and as we obey cheerfully, I learn from life, God wants us to obey cheerfully. And if you will not obey cheerfully, He will even force us to obey. You know, I learned it, when God judges, He will overcome. Jesus, He surrendered His life to the cross willingly, not by force. But if you will decide to disobey God, God still can make us fit into the way that He wants us to go. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you for all what you give and provide for us. Thank you, Lord, because you prove that you will have your way in us, in the name of Jesus. Bless the tithes and offerings and use them mightily, O Lord. Bless my brothers and sisters who give. I bring it back to them 1,000 times of what they give in the name of Jesus. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. Rebuke their devourers, their pestilence. Bless the work of their hand. Don't allow fruits to cast down in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord. We bless you, magnify you. Anoint my lips, O God, as we go into your word. Anoint my lips and put verse and statement. Encourage your people and your church and the workers to abide with the very plans of yours. We thank you and praise. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we speak about the period after the millennium. After Christ will come, as He has spoken, with the raptured church, and we are with Him. With first with those sent who are dead, they will rise, and then we are who are still alive will go with them in heaven, and we'll be with the Lord, and the tribulation will start on earth. During the period of tribulation, those who have been repenting, and they will be also raptured, and they will join us, and at the end of the period of tribulation, Christ will descend, as we have spoken. Devil will be put in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and Christ will reign, and we are with Him. We are called those who are resurrected in the first resurrection. Let's read now, after the end of 1,000 years, what will happen when Christ reign over the earth. And we spoke that God, the purpose of the millennium reign is to reward His church who were obedient on Him on earth and suffer and to get persecuted and get suffered. God would reward us that we will, when we will rule with Him in the millennium, Christ will be the only king who will rule, and He will execute judgment and justice immediately, and we will be at that time with Him. After the end of 1,000 years will be finished, let's read what will happen. Just the book of Revelation chapter 20, and I will read it from verse 7 to verse 15. What will happen after the millennium reign of Christ? And when the thousand years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. The number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and their beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, and is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the dead and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. That, all what we have read, it would take place after 1,000 years of the millennium. David will be loosed from the bottomless pit, and that will be proof. When he'll be loosed, he will gather all the nations, Gog and Magog, the meaning of Gog is mountains, and it looks like a king, and David is a king for the nations. He wants to be false Christ, and the word of Magog is land, and he wants to be the false king over the false kingdom. And the Lord would allow Satan will be released at the end of the millennium, so that the nations will prove that they are loyal to devil and not to the Lord himself. You know, certain time, people obey, you know why? Because there is no instigator, there is no tempter, there is no one is pushing them to do wrong. But when God allow devil or temptation will come, when God allow it, just to test them, they see how they are loyal to him, he will find their true color will be appearing. And that's what happened here. The Satan, when he was loosed, the nation, before the losing of Satan from bottomless pit, they were loyal to Christ. After the millennium, when Satan is there, he will gather them, they will listen to him, because they decide to listen to lies. They don't want to follow Christ. And he will tempt them to go and make a battle. The number of them is the sand of the sea, large number of people, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the sin, that's most likely Jerusalem, and the beloved city, and fires here. When they prove they are wicked, how the Lord end up their life, he end up their life by fire came from heaven. This battle, we can read some of the detail of it in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38. We read a few verses from them. We can see how the prophetic word of God can help us to see the future. And we can see the true color of people from the scriptures also. People, when they are controlled, they are like saints, but they are not. Once you allow Satan to enter their life, once you allow them to get tempted and push and get allowed here, programmed, he will know their true color. That's true. That would help us to understand why certain time God allowed the system to get disturbed, Satan to rule, so that he will know what kind of people are. In Ezekiel chapter 38, and the word of the Lord, I'll read from verse 1, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armors, even a great company with bucklers and shields, and all of them handling swords, Persians, Ethiopia and Libya, with them, all of them with shield and helmet. This is the nation that devil will gather at the end of time and after the millennium. You know, in verse 17 from the same chapter, thus say the Lord God, Art thou he of whom I have spoken in all time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them? You see, he said that this is event will be prophesied long time. All the Bible, when we read, we speak about things that will take place in their future. Certain of the things that we read in the Bible help us to understand what is going on around us. I am not disturbed about what is going on. I am seeing now everything is normal. With all COVID-19 and others, what God is doing, I can see this with the scriptures. It is the normal things that should take place, because that's scriptures. Now, at the end of the chapter, chapter 38, we can read how these Gog and Magog will end up. And I will, verse 22. Ezekiel 38, verse 22. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with the blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstones. And that's what we have read in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, and let's read verse 9. And they went up on the breath of the air. They were advancing to fight the people of God, to surround the city of God, Jerusalem, the camp of the people of God, and we are with the Lord at that time, and compass the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. That's in verse 9. Why God here did not plead with them or give them chance to repent or give them chance? Because already their true color had appeared. That's their true color, betrayal, bad people. Amen. Why they were good? Because devil was in chain. Now when the devil is released, their true color appears. Let's move verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of the fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This is here the end of devil. That is the second death. The fire, the lake of fire, and here also the brimstone, where the false prophet and the beast, this is the second death. That is the end of it. No more. He will be tormented day and night, the devil, and he will not go out from. That is the destiny of devil. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, is in fire and brimstone. Those who follow devil, they will end up in this way also. In verse 11, and I saw a great white throne. That's the end. That's where the judgment seat of God and of Christ. And I saw the dead, small and great. And I saw great white throne, verse 11, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the see here, verse 11 and 12, there's two kinds of books. The first kind of books is the book of, they say, and the books were open. These are the books, everyone works to be done, to be written. Whatever you did on earth, your lifestyle, what you did, these books will be open. And there's another book, the book of life, those who their name are written in the book of life, those are the believers of Christ. The book of the works is everyone, his works will be written in these books. And the judgment will start. In verse 18, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Here the judgment based on what they have done. Mostly it is a wicked thing. That's why they were not allowed in the first resurrection. They are in the second resurrection. The wicked, during the millennium reign, they will continue in hell tormented. At the end, they will raise up to be judged by Christ. On his throne, the books will be opened and they will read to them what they have done wrong on life. And see here, hell and death, this is the last enemy, because now hell is all the dead that have been resurrected. Hell now will be taken and will be thrown into the lake of fire and also the brimstone. Hell will be thrown. And that is dead, and hell is the last enemy that Jesus will overcome. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and verse 24. You see how the Holy Spirit gives to different writers the thing that will take place. When you put them together, the whole picture will appear clear. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24 onward, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. He reigned, millennium reign, 1,000 years, all the ruler and king under him. The last enemy that he shall destroy is death. That's where hell and death were thrown into the fiery lake of fire. And verse 27, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he has said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Finally, in the white throne of judgment. White means great, and white means pure, and great is God's ability over everything. And you know, in the book of Revelation, you say that in the front of the great white throne, that earth and heaven fled away. He is the supreme authority. He has the supreme power, and he has the wholeness and purity. In front of him, the wicked will disappear and vanish. Here at this time, Christ will present the fruit to God, and the wicked will be judged. And it say here in verse 14 and in verse 15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Those who will not rise in the first resurrection, they will go into the second death. We who will be arise in the first resurrection will escape the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You see here the sequence. After the millennium, devil will be loose. The nation will gather against Christ and against us. Fire from heaven come and destroy them. Devil will be taken and thrown into the lake of fire, which is the second death. The wicked will be raised up from hell and from the sea and from the death. They will face their judgment in front of God Almighty and also Jesus Christ. Books will be opened, the books of works. They will tell them what they have done wrong. We who are, our name are written in the book of life. We will not face second death, but we will go with the Lord, and we will be rewarded, receiving the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem that will come from heaven. God's willing, next Sunday we'll start to speak about Revelation chapter 21 and 22 about eternity. At the end of chapter 20, God have dealt with Satan, with the false prophet, with the beast, and with the wicked. So the message here today, come out from wickedness, come out from sin. It does not need knowledge, it needs obedience. God is clear in his message. No lies, no wickedness, no adulteries, no cheating, no stealing, no murders. Surrender your life to him, then you will have chance to be with us in the first resurrection. Those who resurrect when Christ will come, we will not face the second death. That's all I say. Yes, O God. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for sending us your word that we need in our life. O God, thank you because you spoke clearly to us. And I pray for my brothers and sisters. Continue to convict them to follow you wholeheartedly, and those who have not yet given their life to you, I pray this time they make a decision. Come to the Lord. God is here in our midst, in the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, have died for you. He wants to forgive you your sin. He wanted to give your life to him. He is willing to forgive all your sins in the past. He wanted to live a new life. He has a plan for you. Come to the Lord to be part with us in the first resurrection. Yes, O God. Send him, Lord. It's my desire, O God, to live for you, to honor you, to walk in your ways, O God, in the name of Jesus. Come to the Lord. Allow the Lord to have his ways in your life. Maybe you have plans, maybe you have good plans, but all are nonsense. It will bring you to death. Give your life to him fully. God wants you to live a life to the full and life eternal he wants to give you. Come to the Lord and sing this song and pray. And let me be your desire, inviting Jesus to rule in your heart, in your life. Come to the Lord. Surrender your will in full to him. Yes, oh God, we bless you, Jesus. Change them and transform them. In the name of Jesus, have your way, O God. Teach each and every one of us to live and move in the narrow way that you had ordained for us. O God, thank you for your word. Send it and distribute it, make it reach to people who are in need of it. We thank you, Lord. Let it be a fruit, 30 and 60 and 100. Let it be repentance. Let be people raised up to save you. Let be a new people to come and acknowledge your name as a Savior and Lord over their life. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. God, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, with your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in His name. Amen and amen. Lord Jesus.